This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Sources close to the discussion say European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday approved a more than $540 million package of additional military aid to Ukraine, as Germany continues facing pressure from Ukraine and its allies to supply the nation with its Leopard battle tanks. Agreement on the seventh military aid package came as EU foreign ministers met following after Western countries last week failed to agree on sending Ukraine battle tanks, but pledged billions of dollars worth of military support. A German government spokesman said Monday they've not ruled out supplying Ukraine with the tanks, but are still considering their options. Meanwhile, in Brussels, outside EU headquarters, protesters demanded action. One Ukrainian woman said Ukraine needs the weapons to go on the offensive.
In order to help us liberate our people, we need to have aggressive, offensive weapons. We cannot protect ourselves into victory.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived in South Africa Monday for diplomatic talks with South Africa's international relations minister amid heightened global tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Lavrov is expected to visit other African countries as Russia seeks to strengthen ties with African nations. Making her opening remarks at their meeting, Pander emphasized South Africa's desire to see a peaceful end to the conflict. Lavrov said Russia was open to negotiations, but blamed Ukraine for lack of progress.
In September, President Zelensky signed a decree prohibiting all Ukrainian officials to negotiate on anything with the Russian Federation.
Many African nations, including South Africa, have taken a neutral stance on the war and have refused to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of this story and of all world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The U.S. military is investigating cancer found among multiple crew members at a nuclear missile base in the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In slides from a briefing obtained by the Associated Press, the lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Space Force says 9 officers assigned over the years to Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana all developed a type of blood cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and one of the officers has died. The base is home to a field of silos for Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles, and the missileers worked deep underground in a reinforced bunker. More than 450 former missileers are serving as Space Force officers, including at least 4 of the 9 identified. The slides say there are indications the disease may be linked to their service, and that the disproportionate number presenting with cancer, specifically lymphoma, was concerning. In a statement to the AP, an Air Force spokeswoman says senior leaders are aware of the concerns and medical professionals are gathering data to learn more. I'm Jennifer King.
In Peru, thousands of protesters took to the streets in the nation's capital once again Monday, making clear they will refuse to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Anti-government protesters march in Aguascalientes, a town near Cusco. The culture ministry says it had closed the country's most famous tourist attraction, Machu Picchu, as well as the Inca Trail leading up to the site, to protect, it says, the safety of tourists and the population in general. Local official Abel Mato says teams have guaranteed the safety of tourists in the city of Cusco, at least looking out for the safety of each and every one of them. Some 417 visitors have been stuck at Machu Picchu and unable to get out, more than 300 of them foreigners. The closure of the Incan citadel, that dates back to the 15th century and is often referred to as one of the 7 wonders of the world, comes as protesters from outlying regions descend on the capital, Lima. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Pakistan say much of the country was struck by a power outage after energy-saving measure by the government backfired. Electricity was turned off during low usage hours to conserve fuel across the country, leaving technicians unable to boot up the system all at once after daybreak. Energy Minister Khurram Dastagir said that engineers had started restoring power supplies in various parts of the country early Monday. He said since the demand for electricity in the winter reduces at night, as an economic measure, we temporarily shut down our power generating system Sunday. He insisted this was not a major crisis and that electricity was being restored in phases. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.